Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. I'm John Schaefer. For the past 10 years, Savoir Adore has been making catchy, dreamy pop, much of it, as the band's French name implies, about the pleasures and pitfalls of love. Their recent songs have been built around the vocal harmonies of Paul Hammer and Lauren Zettler, and Paul's studio chops as well. But today, they're doing a somewhat stripped-down set that will still include no fewer than five singers. And they're going to start us off with a song that we actually premiered at newsounds.org last summer. It's called When the Summer Ends. Here's Savoir Adore live.
Will you hold my hand? Will you understand? Can we still pretend when the summer ends? Do you think the tides know where they might go before they move? Are they scared too?
Are they scared?
Do you think the moon would fall into the sea? As hard as your love's pulled on me, will you hold my hand? Will you understand? Can we still pretend when the summer ends? Nothing needs to hurt.
Song's called When the Summer Ends, live performance by Savoir Adore. The core members, Paul Hammer on voice and guitar, Lauren Zettler at our piano and singing as well. And to the two of you, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Here at newsounds.org. And we'll get to meet the other three musicians who are with us in a couple of minutes. But Paul, we premiered this song at newsounds.org last summer.
Yep.
And at the time, I wrote that it was apparently one of the first songs that the two of you wrote together.
Yeah.
So this song must be like kind of a marker for the two of you in a way.
It is. It is. And what's interesting about it is that we wrote it together before we wrote a lot of the songs from the last record. But it was just one of those songs that we finished and we were like, we kind of instantly loved it as a song and we just couldn't figure out arrangement, production. It almost needed 2-3 years of experimentation to finally find its place.
Yeah.
But we actually wrote it the same day that we wrote Giants, which was ended up being the single from our last record.
Right.
So it was really funny. Like, that day was basically the marker for the last record and the first song we finished, and then really kind of the marker for this next album, which we wrote every song together on this album. So it was cool.
And how different a process was that, if at all, for you? I mean, because obviously, Paul, you've been doing this for 10 years, mm-hmm. and the last three with Lauren.
Yeah.
You know, is there like a BL before Lauren?
that's kind of in many ways what this album is. Because before, on the last record, it was very much just sort of kind of experimenting with different things. But mostly, for the most part, Lauren and I sort of cemented our collaboration on the last record. But then this album is very much like ours, like from concept to sound to songwriting, everything. So it is sort of...
I kind of like jumped on board last record, but this record really I feel like I took a lot of personal ownership of, and so...
And it feels different.
Yeah, it feels different in a great way.
Mm-hmm. So, but the songwriting is just part of... That's the first step.
Yeah.
And
right.
then, as Paul has already said, Lauren, sometimes you've written the song and you know the song is finished, but it's somehow not yet complete.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sometimes it just has to marinate for a while. Or there's just one sound that needs to change and then the whole song changes. There are just really so many directions you can take.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
10
a
years of doing this, it's still a mystery. And every song on this album was written, produced, or I think we recorded in like 5 or 6 different little like either your house or my house or a studio or this studio, or then like you'll send me, there was one of the songs we're playing later, Lauren sent me a whole voice memo, basically the whole song done. And then I put the production underneath it.
Yeah.
So it was like a whole set. It was almost like a postal service thing.
Yeah.
So it's just, we're constantly figuring out new ways to write music.
Well, the new album is called Full Bloom. And I mentioned in introducing you guys, I mean, the band is called Savoir Adore, To Know Love. So yes, that's a kind of a constant theme. Maybe we can talk about this in a little while, that there are many sort of sub-themes to that.
Yeah.
But also... Full Bloom and the song Bloom, another song's called Everything's a Season. There is a sense of kind of passage of time and of the succession of seasons and things like that at play here.
Yeah, and partially it just happened, but then also I think just the natural progression of our albums sort of became more and more personal to the point almost, and that I think is also very connected to our writing. Like Lauren very much pushed, I think, she pushed me definitely to like reconnect with a more intimate, personal songwriting direction. And it made sense on this album too, from the last album, which was kind of like a little bit darker and kind of about figuring out love again. Whereas this album was very much like, you know, connected to where we are in our lives, where it's like when you've been doing music for a certain amount of time, you start thinking about your own place in the world and why you make art, how you make art, how has it changed you, how have your friendships changed, like what it all means, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this album quickly, especially when we wrote Bloom, all of a sudden we realize like, okay, this album really is about that. It's about change and growth and impermanence and everything. Like When the Summer Ends is very much about the same thing too. It's this bittersweetness of, you know, summertime has this magical, nostalgic connotation, but then it's also fleeting always, you know? So it sort of just permeated the whole record.
Mm-hmm.
So Bloom, it struck me on first hearing, seemed like it was the key to the album, and it sounds, Paul, from what you're saying, like maybe that is in fact what it is.
Yeah, I think it was a turning point.
Yeah, I think it was. It was also something very different for us. I feel like that song was an exercise in kind of just testing kind of different directions we could go, and it was fun, and it felt nice to write about that, to write about kind of becoming yourself. So yeah, it definitely set the direction.
And it is kind of a bouncy number on the record. We'll see how you guys do. Now, Paul's switching to acoustic guitar here. Yeah. Lauren's still at the piano. Will we get to hear everybody on this one?
We will.
So joining Paul and Lauren are Andrea Daly, Nicole Zaritis, and Kirsten Scott, who are the three additional vocalists in this live performance of the song Bloom.
I'm gonna be a big star, show you how to shoot through the night wherever you. To what you can feel, step by step, collecting a piece of everything real. Every day I wake up, take off all my makeup, look out at the crowd, are they ready for the shake-up? A body you can listen to, everything I'm giving you, feels like nothing left to lose. Baby, we're about to bloom. Ah, baby, we're about to bloom.
That is Bloom from the new album called Full Bloom by the band Savoir Adore. Obviously a live version, quite a bit different from the one that's on the record. Savoir Adore performing live here in our studio today. Paul Hammer, Lauren Zettler, guitar and piano respectively, Andrea Daly, Nicole Zaritis, and Kirsten Scott helping out with backing vocals. And so there is... there is some retrofitting of these songs that happens, you know, to create what you're doing here today and what you do with the full band live. I mean, how much of a process is that?
Well, we kind of made it even more. This has been an interesting like 2 months. So we've done this setup for a few sessions, and we actually have recordings in this style as well that we're going to release later in the year. But we have this setup. We have the 5-piece. Kind of full band setup that we've done for years. And then Lauren and I just got back from Europe where we played just the two of us, but more electronic.
Mm.
So the answer is lots of retrofitting and lots of reworking and discussion. And
I think it's been a good test, though, of kind of what makes a good song. I think if you can play it in multiple ways, that means that you did a pretty good job.
So. Absolutely. Although I think there are moments on the record that I find it hard to imagine kind of reconstructing outside right. the studio. I mean, in the song, Everything's a Season, towards the end of the song, yeah. there's like a, someone has a psychedelic break.
Yeah. We're going to play it that way. We're going to play yeah. it that way. It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can do that.
Yeah, that one, there's a reason why we're not, well, maybe we'll eventually maybe figure out how to play that one in this setting too, but mm-hmm. that one has some heady moments that require some pedals.
So it is both a studio kind of production thing, but then there's also Savoir Adore, the live band.
Yeah.
And it's always been that dichotomy has been there for now 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sound tired, Paul. You know, very tired.
Big week, you know?
Yeah. So we mentioned before lots of love songs, but with lots of kind of layers of meaning. So I think it's Body Heat that has the line about, you know, you only hold me because you're afraid of being lonely, mm-hmm. you know? So there's lots of stuff in there, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, life is complex, you know?
Yeah.
So we really just, I always strive to kind of try and find new ways to sing about things that everybody knows, but maybe doesn't always hear. And so Body Heat was a fun song because it was, it feels fun to listen to, and it was kind of about whatever you're cool with is cool. But if you're not cool with it, then you get to say that doesn't work for me.
Right.
And walk away, essentially.
And that's interesting. I mean, it's not a new idea. There's lots of music that presents as kind of mm-hmm. easy pop listening. Mm-hmm. And then when you listen to the lyrics, it's like, oh, wow. That's what the song is about.
Mm.
But, you know, even though it's not a new idea, it's still, I still love that, you know, about that. Those are some of my favorite songs are the ones where, you know, you're kind of bopping along and then the lyrics bring you up short and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, it's definitely the boppiest song on this record, but it's probably also partially the darkest in terms of some of the messaging, you know?
So, you know, the idea of dance music versus, you know, a kind of torch song or a ballad, again, is, you know, a song can be both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes at the same time.
Yeah.
It doesn't require you to kind of, you know, reverse engineer it into something acoustic. We're talking about Savoir Adore's latest album, which is called Full Bloom and which is out now. When you guys are playing live, I mean, obviously, Paul Lauren's been, you know, mm-hmm. collaborating with you now for three of the band's 10 years, mm-hmm. which means there's 7 years of Deirdre Morrow's stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you still perform those songs, too?
We do. And it's kind of been interesting because we've changed some of them up in a way to sort of give them a different spin or a different light. But for the most part, I mean, it's we now have four records. It's been interesting making set lists, too, because there are songs from the era, too, that also musically make more sense to what we're doing now. There's always these weird, like, through lines. Mm. So I think we tend to play the ones that fit. And also, you know, we've played a lot of them now, and there are certain ones that feel good in our voices now and certain ones that we're sort of like, we can let that one.
Yeah.
That's in the past, you know. It's still there on wax, but... Yeah, like right now I think we're basically playing like two or three songs from every album. And mm-hmm. it's interesting because we have to then also figure out a way to make them all fit together. Another challenge, but a fun one, you know, because there's constantly rearranging.
Well, and I assume, Lauren, that you know, are drawn towards some songs that lie well with your voice and others that maybe leave you feeling, maybe not for me.
Yeah, totally. It's interesting because it was, I don't know, it's always... excuse me. It's hard to jump into somebody else's project.
Exactly, yes.
And then figure out where to find your space as far as how I get to make it mine and while still being respectful. And
yeah.
So I feel like it happened naturally, though.
Yeah.
We just very quickly kind of came to what songs felt good for me to sing and mm-hmm. which ones I felt connected to. And so, yeah, we incorporated those.
In that way, now, kind of playing the new record's been the easiest live thing, especially with, I would say Lauren is singing more on this. It's probably 70% your lead vocals on this record. Mm. So now it's easy.
Says the guy who doesn't have to sing
30%. Yeah, exactly. I can drink a little bit more now after shows, you know.
All right. So I'm not sure if I've ever asked you this before, Paul, but how did you become a guitarist and not a keyboard player like your dad?
My dad's mad.
Jan Hammer.
Well, my mom bought me a guitar as a joke to piss off my dad.
And was mission accomplished?
Pretty much, yeah. I was very much on the classical piano track all through middle school. And then my mom bought me this miniature guitar as a joke, like a little electric guitar. And my dad's like, oh, that's funny. And then, you know, of course, 2 weeks later, I'm like, I like this better. I can carry it around, you know?
Right.
And the rest is history.
All right. And now you have other people to play the piano for you.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, no, that's not true. That's not what it is at all.
Paul definitely still knows his way around some synthesizers.
It was fun. This was on this last tour was the first time we ever incorporated a synth solo. And I remember I texted my dad and I was like, Dad, you'd be proud. We did a synth solo. He sent back an emoji, I think, with a thumbs up.
All right. Good for Dad. All right, so you've switched back to the electric guitar for this next one, Black and Blue, which on the album has some very twangy kind of guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Even
twangier.
Even twangier, yeah. I'm curious to see how it's going to turn out here live. Let's once again hear Savoir Adore. The new album is called Full Bloom, and this is called Black and Blue.
I just want you inside out, want you upside down. Want you all around. You were never mine to keep. This is love's debris. You don't belong to me. I am black and blue. It is all for you. I am black and blue. And it's all for you. I'm not broken up. I'm black and blue. Who decides what something weighs? Heavy on my mind is the way you sway. Forth between my teeth, you are all I want, sweet until you're not. I am black and blue, and it's all for you. I am black and blue, and it's all for you. I'm not broken all the way through, but I'm black and blue.
See, Paul, it was the last part of the guitar. That's the twangy part. You played the other part before.
That is a part that got like a little bluesy, and I remember right up until sending it to mixing, I was like, is it too bluesy? And I just went with it.
I think it sounds great.
Twangiest moment of the record.
Black and Blue is the name of the song. It's from the album Full Bloom by the band Savoir Adore. The album is out now, and then what happens?
Oh, existential question.
And then what does it all mean?
What does it all mean? No, we're figuring out a couple of touring ideas in the fall.
Okay.
you know, it's one of those things too, where because we have this sort of ideal of how we want to put on shows now,
yeah,
it's kind of in a way become harder and harder to like do a lot of touring. So we're kind of figuring that out. And we're also already writing new songs because we have some other stuff cooking already.
Yeah, we got into a really good groove.
So
making
yeah.
this record. So we just want to kind of continue and yeah. continue releasing music for people to hear.
All right. Well, Full Bloom is out. It's the latest from Savoir Adore. Always great to have you here in the studio. Sounding great with the five voices
yeah.
Today. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks
for having us.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. Complicated.